As much as 10 inches of rain fell overnight across northern Wisconsin. State Emergency Management spokesman Todd Pritchard says they're still assessing the damage.
Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties were hit pretty hard on this one. We are getting reports that Saxon Harbor has some pretty substantial damage.
Carol Christensen with the National Weather Service office in Duluth says straight-line winds hit the harbor yesterday evening.
Anything over 70 to 80 miles per hour is not out of the question with this type of storm. So we're talking tornadic strength winds.
Sections of roads are closed, flooded, or washed away, including U.S. Highway 2. Pritchard says Ashland and Bayfield counties are estimating at least $1 million in damages for each county.
Parts of U.S. Highway 2 in Ashland and Iron counties have been closed for more than a week. Wisconsin Department of Transportation spokeswoman Diana Moss says the work took longer than expected due to highway shoulders being washed out.
U.S. 2 is now open to all traffic, including semi-trucks. We're really excited about that. I know it's a corridor that's used a lot, and so hopefully that will be great as we head into tourist travel this weekend.
Parts of Highways 13, 63, 122, and 169 are still closed, and debris from another severe thunderstorm Wednesday night has kept local officials busy. The DOT and other state agencies will meet with local officials about storm damage today in Hurley, Ashland, and Hayward. Rich Kramer,
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.